Tefillah. This week's parasha, Vayashkem Avraham Babaiker El Hamoka Masha Omat Shon. Avraham was mispalel for the people of Sidoim. And we learn from this episode, this sugya, many halachos. We learn basically the whole concept, the fundamental principle of being mispalel for other people. Being mispalel, especially for even Rishoyim, the people of Sodom. Chazal compare Avraham to Noach. This was the mila, the advantage that Avraham had over the people of Noach. Noach was not mispalel for his generation, whereas Avraham, he went out of his way to beg Hashem multiple times. He did not take no for an answer for the people of Sodom. His tefillos did have an effect in that Lot and his family were saved. So the question over here is, this makar, this inyan in the Torah of Tefillah of Avram, for us, is it a mitzvah de oraisa? Is it a mitzvah de rabbanon? And how does it apply to women? That is a topic that is presented here in the Higyonei HaParsha. I've used this sefer so many times. He has an arichos. We're going to bring out very quickly some of the yisoidos from Aryeh David Wasserman. We'll go through some of the basic yisoidos, the basic ideas in this topic. The first idea is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam, many places, writes that the chiyuv to daven is a mitzvah de'oraisa. I'll read the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, mitzvah saseh l'spalel b'chol yoim shenemar. What's the biblical source for the requirement to daven? Vavaditem es Hashem Elokeichem. Mipi Hashmul lomdu sh'avoyde zu hi tfilo shenemar u'le'ovdoi b'chol levavchem. When it says vavaditem, you shall serve Hashem. How do you serve Hashem? By bringing sacrifices, by doing chesed, by learning a daf gemara. The Rambam's opinion, it's none of the above. The way you fulfill this pasuk vavaditem es Hashem Elokeichem is what it says in the Kriya Shema, ula avdei b'chol levavchem, which the amru chacham ezu hi avoyde shebelev. What is an avoid in the heart? Avoid in the heart is zu tefillah. Okay, that's the Rambam. Then the Rambam goes further to say that the number of tefillos during the day and the nusach tefillah, that is not minatara. There's no question that minatara, you do not have to daven three times a day. And minatara, there is no specific nusach. You can say whatever you want. Any expression of tefillah is sufficient. That is enough. Even though you'll tell me that we know the halacha, the chazal, the masakin, that we daven three times a day, kineged the korbanos, the Talmud Shal Shach, and the Talmud Shal Ben Harbayim, and the Hakrabas of Imurim, or kineged the three tefillos, Avraham, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all of that is only midirabanan. Chazal came along later on, and they were masakin a nusach, the nusach of the brachos and the Shemona Esrei, the 18, 19 brachos and Shabbos and Yom Tov, all of that is not midaraisa, all that is only midarabana. This, but at least it's din daraisa. Now, what's interesting over here, the Rambam writes elsewhere, not here, is when it says in the pasuk, and this is a very interesting concept in and of itself, vavaditem es Hashem Elokeichem, you shall serve a Kodesh Baruch, you shall serve Hashem your God, it doesn't tell you how many times to do this. The Rambam says maybe the pasuk means vavaditem es Hashem Elokeichem means once in your lifetime. It doesn't say, Rambam paskins that you have to daven in mitzvah saseh de'oraisa vavaditem es Hashem Elokeichem once a day. Every single day of your life should have in it a tefillah. Where does it say that in the pasuk? The pasuk only says vavaditem es Hashem Elokeichem. So the Rambam says a svara. The Rambam says, what's the other extreme? Very interesting thought process of the Rambam. What would be the other extreme? Vavaditem es Hashem Elokeichem means once in your life. Once in your entire life, 120 years, you have an obligation to think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu and daven. The Rambam says that's illogical. It's just not logical that it should be sufficient to, if Hashem demands you that you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu once in your life, you should serve. Since it can be once in your life, that automatically forces us to go to the other extreme and interpret it to mean once a day. And that's a very big chiddush. If you were playing with the same data, you would not necessarily come to that conclusion. You have a mitzvah. The Torah's mitzvah is very general. So what does it mean? So you shall serve Hashem. So maybe once a week, once a month, once a year, once in 6 months. Come up with a formula. The Rambam is Rambam's thought process is a very extreme thought process. First he says, listen, only says it once. So the logical thing is once in your lifetime. Once in your lifetime, daven to Hashem, that's not really realistic. So if it can't be once in your lifetime, the Rambam he shifted to the other extreme, it has to then mean once every single day. It doesn't explain more than that. It doesn't really explain. Once you want to go to the other extreme, maybe it means you have to daven 5 times a day, 10 times a day. That he doesn't say. Maybe, only one time a day.
Once in a lifetime is once a day, because you don't know.
You don't have the
idea.
You know, that you're saying a svar. You're coming to introduce something to explain the Rambam. Very interesting. But he doesn't explain. So maybe that's part of the process. Since every single day, do tshuva today, because you don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Might be your last day. Say nechanani. It's an interesting idea. Okay, this is the sheet of the Rambam. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds there's no chiv deraisa to daven at all. When it says v'anvadetem b'shem Hashem Elokeichem, it's not referring to. He doesn't even discuss what it refers to. But the Ramban says, Ramban in the Hasogis the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he comes to disagree with the Rambam saying Sefer HaMitzvos, I'll read you what he says. Shekol ina tefila ina choyva klal elohu mimidois chasodov shel habore yisparach aleinu. Hashem has done with us kindness. Sheshoimea v'oineh b'chol koreinu ilav. He listens to us when we call out to him. Hashem has rachmanis, he listens to us. But there's no chiyuv d'oraisa to daven. Now, he brings many raios. Let me run through some of the raios in the Gemara and the counter arguments of how the Ramban in the Hasagas proves that the Rambam must be mistaken, that there's no chiyuv to daven. Even tefillin is also a very complex matter. Tefillin, what does that mean, yamim yamima? Yeah. Does it mean every day? Occasionally. Occasionally. So that, okay, this is this. Now, the Ramban's first raya is, the Ramban is, there's a Gemara Masechet Brachos, a Baal Keri, reads Kriya Shema, Umavarech Al HaMozon La'achara, Ve'enoi Mispalos. Explicit in the Gemara, a person who is a Baal Keri should recite Kriya Shema, should recite Birchas HaMozon, but should not daven. What's the difference? Because Birchas HaMozon is Daraisa, and Kriya Shema is Daraisa, but Tefillah is only Midrabanan. Only Midrabanan, since a person is in a state of contamination, this was before the time when they were battled the Gzeirah of Tefillas Ezra, you don't have to daven. What more explicit rayu do you need from the Gemara, when the Gemara clearly differentiates between a Daraisa and the Midrabanan, and says you don't need to daven, if you're a person, you don't need to daven. That clearly shows that Tefillah is not Daraisa, because if Tefillah was Daraisa, then you would be Mechayev to daven, even when being in a state of being a Baal Keri. And what is the counter argument to that? So the Mefarshim means it's not a raya. The Gemara there is discussing a case where the person already has daven shachris. You already daven something. So you already will mekayim your mitzvah derais. No question, you daven another tefillah of mincha, tefillah of ma'ariv. So once already you will mekayim mitzvah derais, so then to mekayim multiple daragas of tefillah, that would not be required because the person is tamei. Okay, next raya. The next raya is the person has a suffix. If he recited Kriya Shema, what is the halacha? You're mechuyiv to repeat it. If you have a suffix, if you are mispalel, suffix is spalel, loy is spalel. It's beferish. If you have a suffix, if you davened, you're not mechuyiv to daven, but if you have a suffix, if you said Kriya Shema, you're mechuyiv to repeat the Kriya Shema. What's the obvious difference? Tefillah is derabanan, and Kriya Shema is deraisa. So again, this ray again is not a ray, because you can say the same answer. The same answer is you already davened already. We're dealing over here with another tefillah. The third raya is when it comes to, are you mechuyev to stop in the middle of eating in order to daven or in order to do a mitzvah? For example, you did not yet take lulav and esrog, and you're eating a delicious, sumptuous meal in the afternoon, and it's getting late, and you're afraid that you may be nimshach, the meal may extend, and by the time you'll finish the meal, you're going to forget to take lulav and esrog. Or you're going to forget, you're not going to daven mincha. You're not going to end up davening mincha. Let's say you're in the middle of the night, you're not going to daven shachris, whatever the case is. So are you mechuyev to stop the meal? So the Gemara says, if it's a mitzvah like lulav and esrog, yes, you have to stop. It's a mitzvah deraisa, and there's a concern you may not come to do the mitzvah. But if it's davening...
Is it the first day of
Sukkot? Yes, let's assume the first day of Sukkot. You have not yet done the mitzvah deraisa, you have not yet taken the mitzvah in the middle of eating a meal, and if you're not going to stop now, who knows what's going to happen? The Gemara says you must stop, halt. But with regard to tefillah, you have no obligation to stop. We rely upon you that you will remember, to finish your meal before with enough time to daven. We trust you. Why do we trust you? Because in the worst scenario, you do forget and you don't daven. So it's not all that bad because davening is only a mid rabbanan. So again, you see from these three gemaras, the gemara very clearly seems to indicate that tefillah is on a lower level. It's not a deraisa, only mid rabbanan. The counter arguments are no, we're dealing over here where you already daven. Those are dechuim. They're answers which are a little bit forced. But this is the basic machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Now the Mefarshim put something very interesting. Even according to the Ramban, that says that tefillah bizman hazeh is only mid rabbanan, the Ramban agrees that on Yom Tov and during an Eis Tzara, it's a deraisa. Says in Farish the Pasuk, you go out to Mulchama, Uskatim bechatzoitzros, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Vinitzaltim. I don't have the Pasuk on the tip of my tongue, but the Pasuk says that when you go to war, you should go out to war and take with you the trumpets and the shofars, and you shall blow the trumpets, you shall cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will save you. From that you learn that Tzfilah Be'ez Tzara L'chol Hadeos is a din de'oraisa. So even the Ramban that says in a regular Arab day when everything is okay, you don't have to daven, okay, that's on the Ramban. But when it's an Itzah, then even the Ramban agrees in the you must daven. Another halacha, another exception to the rule of the Ramban is on Yom Tov. Even if Yom Tov is not, the Ramban writes this, is not an Eis Tzara, that's the debate, but let's say it would not be a regular Yom Tov, it would not be an Eis Tzara, it's a Mikra Kodesh. And the Ramban writes, the nature of it being a Mikra Kodesh demands tefillah. So lefi the Ramban on Yom Tov, which is a Mikra Kodesh, and an Eis Tzara, then tefillah does indeed turn into a deraisa. Some want to learn is that on Yom Tov it's deraisa because every Yom Tov in essence is an Eis Tzara, because on Yom Tov there's a din on ala perois, there's a din on a person, there's a din on geshem, there's always going to be a din on Yom Tov. The din on Yom Tov makes the Yom Tov into an Eis Tzara, which requires you to be mispalel on a din deraisa. Okay, now. What? Tzvillin? Of course tzvillin are deraisa. Are tzvillin...
Isn't that part of
davening? No, wearing tefillin. Tefillin is two separate things.
You can just put on tefillin and take them off.
Yes, you can put on tefillin and say kriya shema, mekabel malchus shemayim. But tefillin, it's nice to wear them together. Obviously, the shorish of tefillin is tefillah. So obviously it's a good thing, but they're two separate things. Okay. Now, next thing, let's now jump into what about noshim? Are women chayiv to daven? Do women have an obligation to be mispal? So the truth is, this really depends on the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, that tefillah is a din d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah aseh she'ein hazman groma. So automatically, noshim would be chayiv to daven every single day. Even though Chazal did give us three times to daven shachris mincha ma'arif, but that's only a chumra midrabanan, that's not mikra hadin, and therefore noshim indeed would be chayiv to daven. According to the Ramban holds that it's only midrabanan, so noshim, now this is where it gets not so simple, noshim are not going to be chayiv to daven midraisa, but they're still chayiv to daven because of rachame, they still need rachmanis. They still need rachmanis, so it's
like
not a din. It's not a din of a deraisa, but it's a din of rachameinu. The Gemara calls it rachameinu, and once it's rachameinu, the male they're also bnei rachameinu. It comes out of a very interesting chumra that according to the Rambam, that says that it's a deraisa, what women have to daven is less than what women have to daven according to the Ramban. Because according to the Rambam, it's deraisa, what is tefillah? Anything you want to say to Hashem, any small bakasha, that itself is enough of tefillah. But according to the Ramban, that tefillah is not deraisa, tefillah is only midrabanan, because a person has to be mevakesh rachmanas. Once already Chazal have taught us that you have to be mevakesh rachmanas, Rabbanim also taught us how to be mevakesh rachmanas. And they've given a person the number of tefillahs, shachris, mincha, ma'arif. And they've given a person the nusach hatfilos. So therefore, according to many opinions in the Ramban, women have an obligation to daven, some say three times a day, some say two times a day, and some say one time a day. And when they daven, they have to daven lifi the nusach hatfilah of the Shemona Esrei. Because since the entire thing was given over to the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan did require Nashim to daven as well, so once it's in their ballpark, it's in there, and there, in there, from there, it's coming from them, it has to be done according to their rules, their guidelines, their regulations. Now, there are other exceptions, other interesting things. What looks like, for example, what about Musaf? Are women chayiv to daven tfilas musaf? So this is a very big debate. I don't have all the names in front of me. I don't care remember all the names, but there are persons that say for a woman to daven musaf is a bracha levatala. Because tefillah is rachame. Tefillah's musaf is not rachmanis. Tefillah's musaf is corresponding to the korbanos of the musafim. Noshim are not even chayiv to give the machzis hashekel. Noshim do not give machzis hashekel for the purchase of korbanos. So noshim are not really shaykh in the primary, then the korbanos come from the entire klal yishol, but they do not contribute to the korbanos. And therefore, for them to say brachos, which they're not commanded to do, would border on brachos, and they're not for rachmanis, would border on a bracha levatol. Obviously, that opinion is a minority opinion that's not accepted. We pass that Nashim certainly can and should daven musaf, because just like, even though it's true that the korbanos, they did not give machzis hashekel, but the korban musaf came to atone for the entire klal yishol, including Nashim. So therefore, women, of course, if they want, they can mispal, they can say the brachas. Now, the notable exception to this is musaf on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Because musaf on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, chol hadeos is rachameh, injected into the musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim is in yom of rachmanis. So there's no question that women can definitely be mispalel on the mechuyev to daven all of those tefillas. Okay, now what about another interesting tefillah is ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, many places consider, even according to the halacha, that the shita that holds the women are chayiv to daven, the chayiv to daven, and the chayiv to say the Shemona Esrei, being that Ma'ariv was only accepted as a rishus, Ma'ariv was never formally accepted, Ma'ariv originally was only a rishus, and men were makabel upon themselves to be mispalel Ma'ariv as a choiva, women were never makabel upon themselves the obligation to daven Ma'ariv. Okay, so Ma'ariv is igraded as a rishus. Men were makabel the rishus as a choiva. But women did not necessarily take upon themselves that additional stringency. So by women, ma'ariv is still together rishus, so women have a lesser degree of obligation to be mispalel ma'ariv. And that becomes a very big issue when it comes to Motsoi Shabbos. Because Motsoi Shabbos, you're not allowed to do melach until you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Normally we say Baruch HaMavdil in the Shemona Esrei. Women who don't typically daven the Shemona Esrei, they have to be careful to say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Okay, now there's another het. Now, even according to the opinion that says that Noshim are chayiv in davening, there is a heter, many parts of the same thing, that we know, just like a person who is Torah, Yoseg b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. So Noshim that are Torah in raising their children, little children, they also are in the category of either some say choylim, or they say they're Torah b'mitzvah, and the Chazon Ish, and a long list of poskim say that women who are raising small children are completely exempt from davening, the three tefillas. The most they have to do is just say one pasuk, or one make a bracha, you make a brichas shachar, a small bakasha, l'chodeis mekayim adin daraisa of tefila, and that would be enough.
Doesn't that go counter to what you said before about the Rambam saying it's a mitzvah daraisa, she'enes ma'agroma?
The Ram holds it's in his man grammar, but even if it's not, so the Noshim are even potter from that. Why? Because the Oisek b'mitzvah, potter ben ha-mitzvah, and they're busy raising their children, and that is a mitzvah, or they're distracted. And there's another time that gives, another Gemara gives it, that Bizman Hazeh, even the Bizman Hazeh, the Gemara that mentions the man Devon, that says Bizman Hazeh, we are really all potter from davening. Why? Because we have no Yishuv Hadas. We live in a world, the Gemara already said, some of the Amorayim, where due to Golus, the difficulty of living in Golus, the stress, we are unable to concentrate. Yochlani lifter es kol ha'olam kulo mitzvil. The Gemara says that one of the Amorayim, if Hashem would take us to task, why we do not daven? Don't worry. There's a very easy answer. We are not in a frame of mind where we can properly concentrate. If this is true for men, it's certainly true for women who are tarud, they are fatrach, they are preoccupied with raising their children. They're not in a frame of mind where they're able to concentrate, and therefore, they are exempt from davening. Okay.
That would be only nashim who have
children. Have children. Nash that don't have children in a chanami, then the chiv then does come upon them. And then he cites over three different opinions. One opinion holds once a day. One says min shachris and mincha, but not marv because marv is only rishus. And the third opinion he cites a woman chayiv and marv also. There's no reason why women should not be chayiv and davening marv as well. Okay, so these are the basic needs. Okay, what time is mincha? Mincha is 12:05. Okay, so we'll have to wait 5 minutes. I'm out of material.
Mr. Kazi,
yeah. You mentioned